Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds. With 50 ads and not more kernels in his teeth, there's still not one that he won't see. Because Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Nicely done. I feel like my mic might be a little not on the hot side, so if we can back it down just a little bit. I think it's already almost perfect. We're coming to you once again from the Improv in Houston, Texas! Oh my goodness, it's Wednesday, May 24th, 2017, and we all know everything's bigger in Texas. So let me see those gigantic name tags, you guys. See, look at this shit. The world's biggest name tags. And most of them in the front row, so you can't see the other giant name tags. How to Train Your Drag, Anne. And it's for the listeners, it's completely hand-drawn?
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed. So very well done. This guy just used computers and shit to make his. But it is a big one. Chris, bang, bang. And like that. You didn't bother photoshopping any new faces on there. You stuck with the originals. Downey Jr. and Kilmer. Pat-Man Forever. Starring Doug Benson, Jeff Tate, Mark Wahlberg, Graham Elwood. Well, one of us is here.
Who?
The Never-Ending Dory? You couldn't find a poster for Finding Dory? She's like, I know the name Dory's in a title already, but I want to have a pun in mine. Right? You want to be like everybody else, don't you, Dory? You don't have to answer that. You don't remember past 3 seconds. Wait, this one's trippy. We all know the movie Black Swan, and we all love Shaun of the Dead, but what about Black Shaun of the Dead? That is disturbing. So you put your face on Sean's face, and then that's me next to you, and you left the girl alone. And then you made me Natalie Portman in Black Swan, but with a fucking joint in her mouth, in his mouth, her mouth. I don't know. And then, I don't know if I want to get into this. Meet Joe Black. What's your name?
Joe.
And what are you?
Black.
Finally, the correct racial casting of that role. Just on a poster. But good job, Joe. Time for some Doug plugs. Thursday, I'm not doing anything, but then this Saturday... You don't need to know what I'm up to on Thursday, you guys. This Saturday, May 27th, Doug Loves Movies is at the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio. Anybody on a road trip for that one?
Woo!
I thought there might be one weirdo. How long is that drive from here?
About 3 hours.
3 hours? That's not too bad, but I wouldn't do it. Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles at Meltdown Comics on Monday, May 29th. That's going to be a sweet one. And the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina, Saturday, June 3rd, 4:20 in the afternoon. Let's do one more. Cobbs in San Francisco on Saturday, June 10th at 4:20. For more dates, stand-up shows where you could play Doug Loves Movies games on stage with me, and also more Doug Loves Movies tapings, there's more dates than you could shake a dick at. At DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Let's look in the prize bag, shall we? It's a beautiful... Do you have Ralph's grocery stores here?
No.
Is there... Whoa, you're very angry about it. It is kind of a weird name for a place where you get food, Ralph's. But anyway, regardless of whether or not you can keep their food down, that's where I grocery shop. $10 for a bag. I'm not going to waste it. I'm passing it on to you guys. Speaking of passing things on, I don't know what that means. Here's my CD, one of my CDs, the most recent one. I thought about blowing this up and then batting it around the room, but I think the lighting fixtures or the candles might get fucked up. But basically, it's a beach ball that I caught at Hangout Festival and then deflated and then carried around all day. This is how high I was. I was like, I'm gonna blow this up at the Houston Improv and then bat it around the room. And it really does sound like fun, doesn't it? But not a great idea. So I put it in, it's in the prize bag, along with a Douglas Movies t-shirt, a very big one, so you can wear that to go to bed if you're a lady and you win. iTunes gift card for $15. You can buy iTunes stuff. Not stock. It's $15 worth of iTunes stock. Some gum that I got at the Hangout Festival. It's got a little doggy on it, and it says, "Who's awesome? You're awesome." On gum. I don't get it. Don't recommend you eat it. A pipe from my friends at Peacemaker. And this might be the best thing in the gift bag. Brought to us by our friend Will Leonard, who is comes to all the Houston shows, has a sheet that he has comedians and myself sign. How many times have I signed it?
Nine times.
Yes, every time he sees me, I sign the sheet. So I'm going to sign it for the 10th time tonight. I'm hoping so, too, because there's a chance I might sneak out the back. Good luck, Will. But thank you for bringing this. He wrote, "Doug, I know you might not want to announce this. It's not that cool, but it's for the prize bag." And I disagree with you. I think this is one of the coolest things that's ever happened. There's a local production. You know, Will's involved in the Alley Theater here. And they're doing a musical version of Freaky Friday. Right? Who's already excited? And It plays for 1 month only, June 2 to 2 at the Alley Theater. Go to alleytheater.org for more information. But someone tonight is winning two complimentary tickets to see Freaky Friday. How's that? Why is that? Why isn't that a Broadway thing, the Freaky Friday musical? How is it be starting here at the Alley Theater?
It's on its way.
It's on its way to Broadway. Oh, that's wonderful. It's just gonna bounce all around the country and then end up at Broadway, or just Houston straight to Broadway. Okay, but thank you for that, Will. And thank you guys for being here tonight. I know it's a Wednesday night. There's a lot of great TV. There's a brand new Fresh Off the Boat. What?
Fargo.
What'd you yell? Fargo? Is Fargo on Wednesdays? I just watch it, you know, later, so I don't know when and where it airs. So thank you for missing out on Fargo tonight. What's it on? Nine?
Eight?
It's, yeah, I know you're Central Time, but I think Fargo's on at 10 Eastern and Pacific and 9 Central. It's really violent, but I could be wrong. Shit's really violent on AMC on Sundays at 9 o'clock, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. We got three very funny dudes coming out here to participate tonight. Please give a big warm welcome to Gabe Bravo, Dale Cheeseman, and Jacob Siroff.
Hello, everyone.
Who said that?
I did.
All right. Gabe, congratulations. Your first time on the show, and you've already won the Pete Holmes Award.
Oh.
And check this out.
So yeah. I really won it, I guess?
No, that means it's 19 minutes after the hour, so I'm going to have to ask the audience to please forgive me, but I'm going to leave the stage because it's almost 4:20 somewhere, and I will be back in a few minutes. that's too much into ritual if you have to get up and leave the room at 19 minutes after the hour every hour. Yeah, I don't sleep all night, you guys. I just sleep for an hour, get high, sleep for another hour, get high, watch an hour of Archer, get high, sleep for another hour. It's great. Let's meet my guests individually, starting with the winner of the aforementioned Pete Holmes Award. It's Gabe Bravo, everybody.
Okay, everybody. How y'all doing?
We should have got some lesser stools, smaller stools in between us for you guys to put your drinks. But you're professionals. You know how to handle it. You just put them right there on the ground. On the stage.
Right, in kicking distance, too.
Yeah, so it's going to be people in the front are in the splash zone tonight.
It's like a Gallagher show.
There's a guy up front with a Dr. Pepper shirt on. You're a Pepper?
I'm a doctor.
I'm a Pepper. Oh, you're also a doctor?
Son of a bitch. No.
You certainly are a Pepper. You're a spicy young man. Gabe Bravo is a Houston comedy phenom. And first time guest on the show. How do you think you'll do in terms of movie trivia? The gentleman to your left there, he does pretty good on this show.
I'm gonna fail miserably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I brought some prize bag goodies, I think, to make up for it a little
bit. All right, well, we'll get back to you on that in a second.
All right.
And speaking of failing miserably, Dale Cheeseman is back, everybody.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
It's good to see you again. You made your debut on this very stage, on this show. You were on with...
all those many nights
ago. Who were you on with? Mark Wahlberg was here, maybe?
Mark Wahlberg and Tim something from Dallas.
Oh, that guy. That's right.
The actor.
Yeah, his actual actor.
None of his roles had names, so it was hard to remember his real name.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because he was like security guy number two
right.
in Hunger Games number
and
seven.
And he'll always be security guard number two to me.
In your heart.
That's yeah, that's how I personally...
But he was better at movie trivia than you were?
I wouldn't say that. I'd say that the rules were grossly broken in his favor, but I
did
don't
he win
grudges.
That day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, Mark won.
Oh, okay.
But
see, that
he
makes
was
more
he
sense.
Was he was he lost and came back into the rounds a few times, but it wasn't my place to say anything. Probably shouldn't have brought it up right now.
I think you might have not understood that we move on and play another game and that everyone gets to play. I wasn't just letting him back in.
No, sure, we'll blame me. It's
okay.
Fine. It's fine.
We'll figure this out tonight, but thank you for coming back.
No, I appreciate
Did
it.
You, have you been studying movies in the interim?
I've been focusing on like one actor in particular, and I'm hoping it comes
hoping
up.
Hoping that one comes up.
Yeah.
Shit, I'd ask you to tell us who it is, but I want the person in the audience to not be swayed to say or not say that name.
Yeah, it would suck if anyone said David Arquette.
How many do you think you could name?
Well, I should have just studied the page. I started just kind of watching movies. I figured I would go through the journey to learn about
You watched
about
all
it.
Of his films?
I've gotten through, that's tough. I've gotten through about five of them.
So you think you could last five rounds? Or do you think people will take some of those titles and then you'll be out before you know it?
Well, four of them are sequels, so... You know what? Never mind. Just forget about David Arquette.
I would do terribly on David Arquette. I guess...
That's
oh,
the idea.
Oh, wait. No, I just thought of four David Arquette movies. And bless them for not making their titles complicated. They just slap a number on it and get on with their lives. All right. Well, we'll see how that works out for you later.
I think we already know.
But that would have been very competitive, I think, if we had done his name. Because, like I said, joining us tonight is someone who he probably knows his own record better than I know it. But it's Jacob Siroff, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Houston, Texas? I don't know my record, but some guy, I did a podcast with some guy recently, and he read, there's a wiki that keeps track, and it was bullshit. He told me...
Oh, you thought they were wrong?
I know it was wrong, because it said that I had been on 12 times and was 34th of the 24% winning percent, and I'm like, that would mean I won three times. I've like won three times in certain venues, so that's not...
Whoa. Yeah. Just in certain venues.
Certain venues.
In certain area codes.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, that chick has, she's missing a sleeve, and that's been bothering me. This girl has one sleeve on. I don't know, I know that's great podcast material.
Some people have that one hot arm disease.
I kind of right. like it. It's very Padme, Attack of the Clones. But, yeah, okay. I'm into it. Also, but, I want to hook these guys
also,
up.
Also, yeah, cover all your ground, sorry. Everything you want to get into.
Okay. Well, these guys, there's like two single people sitting facing, it looks like star-crossed lovers. Can we get these guys on a tent?
Is that Cindy? Are you Cindy?
Oh, you work here.
Cindy tweeted about how like she thought she'd put at a table with three other people, make some new friends, and then they're just like, here, just sit by yourself up front. Is that an accurate telling of your story? How'd that happen to you? Same thing?
My wife!
My wife!
See? It went somewhere. Valuable.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Jacob.
I knew there was going to be my wife coming.
Thanks for your help. But I want to point out to everybody that you made a very nice pledge to me recently, and I from my recent cursory look at all the name tags, I don't think your dreams are going to come true. But Jacob said that if someone tonight had a name tag that involved Roger Moore, the late, great Roger Moore, in some way, that he would have chosen that name tag. Did anyone do that? Put Roger Moore in somehow?
Does anybody know who Roger Moore is? Just raises her hand.
He just passed away. He was our second of... I think it's been 45 James Bonds. And but he was, by all accounts, he was a great dude, and he was a great James Bond. And so you said you'd pick that instead of Star Wars, which means now you have to pick a Star Wars one.
I'm okay with that.
Did anyone make a Star Wars themed poster tonight? There's a gentleman right there. What's yours about?
It's Eric Sode 4.
And no work on the photos, huh? I do like the putting the name in the episode instead of in the word episode.
Yeah, well,
because
I
knew Grow, because that's my last name.
Grow is your last name?
Yeah.
You got his last name in there.
Yeah.
Grow?
It rhymes with hope.
Your name is Eric Grow?
Yeah.
What am I missing a joke or something?
They're saying it sounds kind of like hope.
He's bragging about the Grow. Layers of the name tag.
Okay.
It's not just surface level.
Okay, so definitely not that one. What is your guys doing in the back?
Wait, there was another Star Wars one?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that one? I already like it better. Sorry, Gro. I am Gro.
Episode 1, Phantom Marissa.
Phantom Marissa.
We were all
well.
Thinking.
Wait, which worst? What? It's not the worst name tag. Worst movie. Okay.
The Phantom Marissa
is not the
it's
worst
not a real
name.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right. So.
Also, there's no worst one. You're incorrect. Can we get this guy out of here, please?
It's okay. You can hate on it all you want. It's fine. It's fine by me. But. It's up to you, Jacob. You could choose either of those or anybody you want. But
yeah, they both are pretty weak. I'll probably go with someone with a.
I like
put some effort in.
But I like your. I like how committed you are to Star Wars, though. I like.
I try.
I like that about you.
It's a failing property. I'm trying to keep it afloat.
All right. Let's talk prize bag, Gabe. What do you got for us?
I got several things. I have this Billy Wayne Davis record, Live at Third Man Records. He and I do some shows together sometimes. So
there it is on vinyl, you guys.
And that was recorded live at Third Man. It's excellent. I recommend that highly. And so look for us in a city near you. I'm the spokesperson for a hot sauce company.
Whoa.
So I made them give me free shit. It's Bravado Spice. It's extremely delicious. Got some pineapple habanero. We got some green apple jalapeno. We got some crimson special reserve. It's very spicy. You can trick somebody with that, make them hurt real bad. And then regular crimson hot sauce. That's how you gotta trick them in the first place. Tell them it's regular, and then you give them the special reserve. I also have, just so you know, got some t-shirts. Let's see, this one is for the Secret Group. It's a club that I work at and helped found. Yeah. And then for the festival that we do, Come and Take It, Comedy Takeover, I got a t-shirt for that. I forget what sizes they are. I guess I could check, but I don't really care. Here's some tickets to Secret Group shit. Some for Emo Phillips.
Ooh.
Some for a show we do called $2 Bill every Wednesday. Check that one out. And then some tickets for Bad Idea. That's the third Friday of every month, and it's outside, which is a terrible idea in Houston. So that's why it's called that one. And then I have a show here tomorrow called Night Brunch. I'm playing drums and doing comedy. I have just a handwritten 4 passes to that. So if you want to... This is like... Text me or tweet me after the show if you get this, and then I'll get you on the guest list or whatever.
Tomorrow night, Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, as we all know, I don't have any plans.
You should come by.
All right.
You should play drums.
Well, thank you for bringing all of that stuff. That's pretty sweet. We maybe should have went to you third.
Whoops, my bad. You guys are going to look like real pieces of shit.
This is some heavy hot sauce.
That's right. It's very
Jesus.
Dense. That's the one thing. That's their call to fame. Very dense hot sauce.
All right. Have fun walking around with a bag and a heavy box and an album. What else do we have for them? A rake and a saddle?
We have a unitard and triangular weights if you want to be a strong man and just carry everything at once.
What do you got, Jacob?
Oh, I almost brought a box of hot sauce. I'm so glad I didn't. Nothing too crazy today, but, you know, I'm probably going to win, so you're going to get it, whoever I play for. There's a Mary Jane. I'm re-swagging some stuff I got on Getting Dug with High. This Mary Jane company that makes cool weed stuff. And there's a decal.
You brought the sticker.
And I bought the sticker, but also the...
The hat.
Their hat, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice.
That's like a nice... I don't know if you can tell that's weed on the hat.
It's a subtle weed
it's
hat.
It's like subtle, but it's definitely...
It could be a rising
weed.
Sun
it's
in
definitely
the
weed. And then I got this, dropped the sticker. I got this DVD of a movie I've never heard of called We Are the Best. And it was in my house. I have no idea how it got there, but it's still in
cellophane. I think that's a good movie.
Yeah, it's in the cellophane.
I've been hearing from people that it's good.
Is it? I don't even know what year. It was like in a closet.
It's like about a bunch of kids who start a punk band and they just keep screaming, we're the best.
Like a, but they're like in Sweden or something and they're chicks that look like dudes and that's really in right now. Oh, not in this part of the country,
I can't believe
but everywhere
you.
Else. People are like supporting that kind of thing. You guys will catch up in like 30 years.
I can't believe you're giving that up, but thank you very much.
Yeah, well, DVD is like the new vinyl, I think.
Yeah, you didn't even like watch it once. It's like, it's wrapped. So pass those down.
Please. No, not rap, punk rock.
Oh, wait, wasn't there three things?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Good job.
Cool.
Dale Cheeseman.
Me and Gabe live together, so I saw him getting all of his sponsorship stuff ready. So I grabbed four of my girlfriend's Korean makeup products. They're Korean, the good one, so don't even feel bad. And then I grabbed a DVD, We Are the Best 2. We are Marshall. My roommate moved out 6 months ago, so he's not coming back for it. So Gabe and I are a package deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
between all of us, I think people are walking home with some really
heavy shit.
Heavy, special shit. Yeah, you know, I hope you don't have other plans tonight. I hope you're going right to the pawn shop.
Prize bag probably weighs less than his Korean girlfriend, or more, I meant, than his Korean girlfriend. That joke would have been funnier if I did the right word.
Which word was wrong?
Less versus more is a really key word in the joke. It's like they mean the opposite thing, so.
All right, so somebody's winning all of this stuff tonight. Congratulations in advance is all I could say. And I've got a question for y'all on stage, but I want you to raise your hand when you have an answer. I don't want to put individuals under pressure. So this is a new way to do it. What's the last movie you saw? See what I mean? When you ask somebody, they have to think about it for a second, so why force someone to go first? You know what I'm saying? There you go. Gabe, what's yours?
I saw the first Harry Potter movie recently. I was at a friend's house, but...
How old are your friends? I saw it recently at Radio City Music Hall, because they had the whole orchestra play the entire score, and I don't... It's probably my least favorite Harry Potter movie, but damn, that was fun to watch the orchestra play the whole thing. Even like when like Harry's going down some steps, the violinist is like, dee, 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 dee. Anyway, so did you like watching it?
Was it
a good experience for you?
I wasn't really paying that much attention because my friend has a very cute dog and I was just hanging out with that dog the entire night. So I'm going to do real badly at these games, I think.
Right, because if this was Doug Loves Dogs, you might be like,
I would crush it.
I met that one, or that kind of thing. All right. Who's next for the last movie you saw, game?
Oh, I saw Everything Must Go.
The Will Ferrell.
Yeah, the super sad one.
Yeah, I came in at the end of you guys watching that. It was just the worst part to come in. Very depressing.
Yeah, so you didn't understand where the tears were coming from. Didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
no, it's very sad.
When is this Will Ferrell crying scene going to get funny? Is what you'd say if you joined that movie too late.
I lost all of that. I'm sorry. No, I'm serious. I did not hear.
He said he came in at the end and it was dramatic. And I said, if you see Will Ferrell crying, you're waiting for it to get funny.
Yeah.
I don't know what's so hard to follow about that.
Sorry. You remember you said some people on your show don't do it before the show and some do, and you were keeping tally? Should have kept it one less.
One less hit would have been better.
Probably.
All right.
Allegedly. I don't know how this works.
Am I the only sober person in this room?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, a very confident yes.
Wait, you're not even drinking alcohol?
No, I've been sober for like a week now. I had a relapse party. It was like a year before that. So...
It was made it a year, got your year chip, celebrated.
I made a Facebook post and I said if I got 500 likes, I would relapse that night. And very quickly, I got 500 likes. And so I'm a man of my word above anything else. And I got trashed.
For likes? Not even for follows?
Yeah. I should have thought of that when I was making a post. I didn't know it would take off. And it did. And then I had a weekend with Joe DeRosa, and you can't not... You know.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you're just never going to see him again?
Yeah.
All right. Well, fair enough. Jacob, do you have one?
Last movie I saw that, like, in its entirety was Guardians 2, obviously. And then I caught some of Rogue One on the plane today. But I want to just talk about Twin Peaks. I know that's breaking the rules, but that's what I've seen most recently is those first four episodes of that fucking crazy bullshit. Have anybody seen it? Anyone seen all four of them?
Yes.
What the fuck, right? That's my review of the...
Yeah, what the fuck, Joe Black?
It's like, I think you could almost talk about it and not spoil it, because it's just like people throwing up pieces of meat for no reason, and there's like... Yeah. Cream corn. Not yet. No, it wasn't. That wasn't cream corn. That wasn't no garbage.
Jacob says it was meat, sir.
Well, there's a few different scenes where people throw up weird stuff, so I don't know.
Why are people throwing up?
That's David Lynch's new kick, is people throwing up weird stuff that doesn't look... It looks gross, but not quite throw-up-y. Yeah, it's David Lynch.
Yeah, you toasted him. David, here's to David Lynch. Here's to his weird throw-up-y TV show. Well, that's the only thing you could say that doesn't spoil it, is there's a lot of throwing up of weird things.
I mean, it's interesting. Here's what I like about it. And tell me if you agree. I'm a big fan of the show. I've seen it like probably 6 or 7 times all the way through. Big fan of the movie. I think it's my favorite David Lynch movie and my favorite part of Twin Peaks. And what I thought was going to happen was they would do like... What my fear was that they were going to go the Disney Star Wars nostalgia route and just give, you know, coffee and pie and cute jazz and shit. And what I wanted was Firewalk With Me, the series. What he gave us was neither thing. It's a third... It's more like it's like Eraserhead meets like CSI or something. It's a weird... It's very interesting, and I appreciate that he...
Does Kyle MacLachlan act the same way that he did?
He acts a bunch of different ways, right? He acts a bunch of different ways.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you sat through all four of them, you don't know what's happening.
He was focusing on the cream corn.
I can't believe we have 14 more hours of this shit. Yeah.
Right. Holy
That's exciting.
Shit.
I'm excited to see what else gets thrown up and where. What kind of different non-throw-up things people throw up.
All right, thank you, Jacob. You don't get to answer the next question because you cheated.
Okay.
But raise your hand when you're ready, guys. This one's a real challenge. What's the best movie that I've never seen? So you have to think of a movie that's not only great, but it has to be kind of obscure in some way because maybe Doug Benson hasn't seen it. Cheeseman has a hand out. I don't know if it's up as much as it's
That's
out.
So ignored. It's like, is he even paying attention? Predestination? Oh, brother.
What's that?
It's a time travel, time loop movie that I can't tell you anything about because it's a time travel
because
time
loop. Because it hasn't happened yet.
Did you make it?
Oh, it's in pre-production. No, it's got Ethan Hawke.
All right.
Some lady said, ooh.
And other people.
He's just making up a movie so we can use it in later games and not get penalized for it.
Just establishing a base of fake movies.
The movie he and made Eagles up isn't going to be an answer later. Okay, so...
Predestination with Ethan Hawke.
You think it's great?
Yes.
All right.
It blew my mind.
All right. Has anybody here seen this movie? One person?
That's how good it is. Was one person.
Your mind gets so blown that you never mention it to anyone ever again. Unless you're prodded to answer during a game show. What did you like it?
Yeah, it was a different take on time travel.
Hey, sell it a little bit. How about it?
Hey, nerd alert over here.
A different take. It was
fucking
an all
nerds.
New original path in time travel. There's some showmanship.
Don't spoil it, dude. Oh, the movie's just a spoiler. Yeah, yeah. That's what Dale said earlier, I think.
Yeah, which is the case with a lot of time travel movies. They're true to their genre. Everything about it is complicated.
It is kind of like,
and
once
any
you
fact
say,
I give you would butterfly effect into ruining a different part of the movie.
It's like most time travel movies have in the title or the ads or something about the time travel aspect of it. But that would be a real nice twist if you were watching a time travel movie but did not know it was going to be a time travel movie. But usually they put the fucking word time in there. It's always a big clue.
Sometimes they do a genre swap on you. I remember going to see Brave and having no idea that was a woman.
The Pixar movie?
Yeah, because they made it seem like it was a movie about a princess, but it was really about a chick turning into a bear and trying to get... That's like a genre of film. I turned into an animal and I got to get back to my human form. And they didn't sell it like that at all. But I felt deceived when I went to see the movie.
It's like a metaphor for when I was drinking. Yeah.
Nobody remembers that. That's a whole genre, like the witches, where somebody gets turned into some shit. Or I think Brother Bear also, which is also about.
Who's got kids here tonight?
Yeah.
Because those are the only people that know what the fuck you're talking about.
Really?
Brave, I think, is the only Pixar movie I haven't seen front to end.
I guess Brave, then, for the game.
You like it a lot?
No, I don't know. You haven't seen it.
This is the point of this game, is for me to find a great movie that I'm like, wow, I can't believe I've never seen this. And so far, we've done it on the show for a few episodes, and people have come up with shit.
How about The Swimmer with Burt Lancaster?
I've seen that.
Wow. How about Harry Potter, but with a dog?
It's not just how you're seeing. It's not just what you're seeing.
Oh, it's a whole package.
It's the whole, yeah. If you've had that experience, no, I can't say that I have watched that movie with a dog.
Oh, try it.
I'd like any movie.
A dog that tries to lick the inside of your mouth, too. That's a fun challenge.
Oh, well, now I don't know.
But they don't know that
it's bad. I'm trying to watch a Harry Potter movie and a dog's in my mouth. You said watch it with the dog. I thought he'd, you know, maybe sit there and listen to my jokes.
Yeah, the dog's generally pretty indifferent to the jokes.
Just wants to get in my mouth.
Yeah. Right. Also, full title, Harold Potter, please. Full title.
All right, it's time for Bert to turn the show off, because I'm going to say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, we got some big name tags for you to choose from.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? There's a couple Star Wars out there. Jacob. While Gabe, Dale, and Jacob work this out, I'm going to go to a brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys. No sponsors this show. I just wanted to remind you of some of my upcoming dates. I'm going to be at the Comedy Connection doing stand-up in Providence, Rhode Island on Monday, June 19th. Two Doug Loves Movies at Helium. It's a Gas in Philly, June 24th and 25th, both at 4:20. And I've got a Doug Loves Movies coming up at the Improv in Kansas City on July 2nd. All of my dates and deets are you know where. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody. Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause. I know you want to. I know crowds, and when they want to applaud themselves, and you guys really wanted to. This dude threw down his name tag in anger when it didn't get picked. Like, fuck this! How the fuck do you get picked? And that's a question I can never really answer, because my guests make their own choices in life. Let's start with you, Gabe. You got one of the big ones.
Yeah, it's giant. It's Jack Black, Kyle Gass in the Tenacious JD's Carpicky of Destiny. It's got my face on it. This guy is actually in the band that we're playing tomorrow at here at the Houston Improv, the Night Brunch Band. We're called Migas with Attitude. It's a pretty good name. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure all the people that don't know you that made name tags are fine with your choice.
It also has a picture of Dale on it, just by coincidence.
I do not know who made this. Just distancing myself.
There's also a picture of Doug.
All right, so you're playing for JD, and the less said about it, the better. Just put it down.
There's a whole nother one.
No, I mean like...
Oh, all the way down?
Yeah, like that.
Okay. Should we spit on it, too?
No. It's going to be fine. Jacob, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Meet Joe Black. I assume your name is either Joe or Black.
It's Joe.
Okay. And you're Black. So that works out.
It works out.
That actually has to do with why I picked it, because this is the guy I was talking Twin Peaks with.
I can count on my guests to ignore the top of the show on the regular. I already taught the whole exchange
I heard. I heard someone.
You just repeated it.
Was that the exact thing you said?
Pretty much.
I heard you talking to Joe. What'd you say? What'd you say? Your name is Black? Same bit?
It's the same exact thing you just said. I assumed you didn't hear it, heard it and still said it.
We were talking about important stuff back there, but I did hear you address that he was here.
I wouldn't have
stolen the joke that way.
Sure, but
I'm a better joke thief.
Excellent choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I picked him.
What else is there to say about it?
I picked him because he's a black guy that likes Twin Peaks. I think that's interesting. I'm always like a fan of black hockey players, black heavy metal guys. Like, and I think this falls into that category, the black guy that's into Twin Peaks. That's like some... Yeah. Hockey and heavy metal.
He's already black guy who came to this podcast taping.
Sure. That's an umbrella category. There are subcategories. And being into Twin Peaks is definitely one of them. He could have just come because he really likes Shaft or, you know, something. I don't know.
And he's even wearing white shirts with his dude friend. I mean, matching shirts. I don't know why I said white shirts.
The friend is fish.
All right, Dale, who are you playing for?
Well, I was going to try to get your sign, just because he mentioned David Lynch, which means you know way more about movies than I do. It'd be invaluable to have. Instead, I picked someone who I don't think knows anything about movies. He was sitting in the back, and the only thing he said was, "I shoot guns professionally for a living." And all of his boys were behind him like, And then he held up this Joe Wick 2 poster with him as John Wick, as if to say, like, I'm not saying it, but I do this professionally. So how do you pass that up?
I like my Joe better than your Joe.
Yeah, me too.
Yours is scary. Mine's like endearing and cute.
You're safe.
My Joe, do you know David Lynch? Did anybody believe that?
There was a long... That was like you're in another time zone. Thinking that one over.
I'll trade
it was
you
a
Joe.
Trick question, though, because we'd already been talking about him.
If it's a comedian that sings the songs Stephen Lynch,
Different
Lynch.
Oh, no. This, for the
if it's another guy with the same last name...
For the listeners, hey, Dale, you're responding to something that the listeners of this podcast have no idea what was just said.
You're right.
So what you got to do is sort of recap as you go. Shut the fuck up, sir.
All I'm learning too.
Stephen Lynch. I fan through my joke dictionary. The only other Lynch. Oh, there's that lady. What's her name from Glee? Jane Lynch. Anyway, I'm not trying to form a Lynch mob. What I'm trying to do here... is go into our first game. Are you guys ready to play a game? It's about time, right? Okay, you don't have to respond. This is a little something that's brand new. This is the first time we're going to try it. And it's called the Commence with Commencements game. It's that time of year. Men and women are graduating from school. And it's the season of commencement speeches. Which I'd be great at, giving a commencement speech. I never got to give one. I'll read a commencement speech from a movie, and you three guys on stage only, guess as often as you'd like until one of you gets it right. Ready? Let's commence.
This isn't the time to make hard and fast decisions.
The Dark Knight Rises?
But did I mention I'd be doing it with Bane's voice?
No, you didn't. You didn't say that.
This is the time to make mistakes.
Back to school.
Take the wrong train and get stuck somewhere.
Old school.
That's a good guess.
Fall in love. A lot. Major in philosophy because there's no way to make a career out of that.
Social network.
Change your mind and change it again because nothing is permanent.
Possibly the first Harry Potter.
So make as many mistakes as you can.
It's all about half that.
National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
That way someday when they ask what we want to be.
We are Marshall.
We won't have to guess.
The Lynch You Stole Christmas? Dead I'm so late on that
Dead
one.
Dead Poet Society.
We'll know.
Okay, who? What was that? What movie is that from? Nobody?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's a tough one.
Oh, Days of Confused.
Nope.
American Pie. American Pie 2. American Pie 3.
Scream.
All right.
That's a tough one.
I'm going to call it. The correct answer is it was Anna Kendrick speaking in Twilight Eclipse. I don't know why you guys didn't know that one.
Joe Black knew.
Big Twilight Eclipse fans.
Did you know, Joe? You knew. Come on, you know you're a big Black Twilight fan. You run on the Black Twilight website.
All right, let's commence with another.
We're all about to enter the real world. That's what everybody says. But most of us have been in the real world for a long time.
The Matrix.
Hiding.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Hiding in the shadows. I made that. I added that.
Okay.
But I have something to tell everybody. I've glimpsed our future.
That weird time travel movie that Dale mentioned earlier.
And all I can say is, go back. Ha!
Back to the Future.
All right, what do I have to do to get you guys to guess this one? Do I have to hold a boombox over my head?
Say anything.
That's correct. Jacob Siroff. She says that thing that's like, not even a joke, Diane Court, and say anything. She goes, and I've glimpsed the future, and all I can tell you is, go back. And then they cut to her dad in the audience going, ha! And it's just like, Jesus Christ, what a psychopath. It's crazy, but Jacob is ultimately our winner, and that game may never get played again.
That's a hard game.
Very well special.
I'm glad I ruined it for you.
No, it's, you know, it's good to try these things out with, you know, I think we've got every type of player on stage tonight. We've got the expert,
a fat one,
we've got
a
the expert
one,
player,
one.
And the non-expert player. We just have an abundance of one over the other, but, you know, do you guys want to start placing bets on who you think is going to win tonight? You know, I think you can make a little money if anyone here is too high and too drunk to recognize what's happening.
What's happening?
I'll tell you what's happening. Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. That's what we're going to play. So here's how this one works. Jacob will get to go first in the first round, and then we'll go to Gabe and then Dale. And I'm going to name an actor for Jacob to tell me any movie he thinks they might have done that's in their top three box office of all time after adjusting for inflation, according to boxofficemojo.com. Domestic. Probably domestic should have been in the sentence in a different spot. But I threw it in because I remembered at the end. So, Jacob, do you understand that?
Yeah, I like this game.
So you get to pick first. You get to name a movie featuring Michael Fassbender.
Okay.
What do you think's in his top three?
Okay.
Everyone's thinking.
He's a tough one because he's had some
people are talking.
Some celebrated stuff that probably didn't do. He's a tough one because some of his stuff's been really celebrated, but maybe not as successful.
Who is that guy again?
Exactly. Yeah, the more you talk about it, Jacob, the more likely they might figure out who it is we're talking about.
I'm not worried about this one. I'm going to go with... that is a tough one. I'm going to... I'm going to go 12 Years a Slave. Maybe that's in there.
His top grossing movie.
Made a lot.
After adjusting for inflation.
Yeah, I don't think it's a top. But...
Are you just trying to say movies you think Joe might be impressing, you know?
I don't think black people enjoy that movie very much, actually.
I don't think anyone enjoyed that movie. I don't think that's the point of that movie.
I thought it was hilarious.
I mean, some of the years were better than others. All right. Okay, so that's what he's going with there, Gabe. Do you have, did that help you figure out who Michael Fassbender is?
I'm gonna go with Too Fast, Too Bender? I don't know. I don't know who that guy is. I'm terrible at this.
He, you know, he's, he plays, there's a older British guy. He plays a younger version of him in a couple of movies.
I just realized.
I think that's a sweet clue that's not going to get him there.
I just realized what I did wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally forgot about the whole thing.
Well, there's a lot of things you forget about. When you're thinking about Fassbender, I mean, a lot of times you just think, well, who is that even? Who is that person? So no guess?
No guess. All I have no idea.
That's the same points as if you guessed wrong, so.
Perfect.
Good for you.
Got it.
Dale?
I'm the last one to answer. Like they can't steal. Now we can have like a little bit of hypothetical. I'm wondering if X-Men First Class made more than Prometheus. See, people are confused.
Settle down. You're not. That's cheating, throwing at getting like oohs and ahs from the audience.
You're right. All right.
Based on what you're talking about.
You're right.
I'm going to change my answer to Prometheus.
Wait. Let me get this straight. You're changing it from pass
Yeah.
To Prometheus.
Yep.
I will accept that. Dale?
X-Men First Class. Okay, good.
All right, here we go.
That's when it started getting all Zack Snydery.
Oh, shit. Coming in at number one for Mr. Fassbender, the classic 300. Yeah, that made a lot of money, that movie.
I don't even remember him being in that.
Yep, he's in there. He's all like, I don't have a shirt on. All right. Next up, number two, X-Men Days of Future Past. Youch.
Number three, 12 Years a Slave.
If number three is Prometheus, I'm going to puke right now. So exciting.
Puke all over Tenacious JD. The name tag, I mean, not the man. Number three is X-Men First Class.
Oh. Thank you. Righteous.
So Dale is on the board with 1 point.
That's the lowest number of points.
That's what you get for naming the movie that came in third. You get 3 points for a number one and 2 points for a two.
Good. I wanted to keep this, you know, pretty level. Moving forward. I didn't want to have a huge advantage. So
I'm right on track. Cheating.
What happened?
I'm going to keep cheating.
Oh, okay. So with fairness in mind, we will now rotate, and Gabe gets to go first this
Ooh,
round.
Oh, boy.
Then Dale. Then
lucky all of us.
Don't enjoy the rotating that much. Jacob will be third in this one. Sigourney Weaver.
Ooh.
Sigourney Weaver.
I think I might know. I'm going to say Alien. Is that?
Okay, that is a Sigourney Weaver.
Ooh,
film.
I did one, guys. I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me all those pity claps. I need them. I fucking need them.
You did it.
Thanks, Doug.
I like that. I like getting the like, you know, it doesn't matter if you got any points or not. You did that.
Yeah, I did the first step.
Yeah. You named a Sigourney Weaver movie. You're really coming a long way. Dale?
Cabin in the Woods. For the sake of keeping the game level.
All right.
It's a great, that's a, you know, I like that that movie came up. I love that movie, but.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But the whole audience is ahead of us on that one.
Yeah.
No, I'm
right
there with you.
Can you imagine the Jeopardy audience when somebody says something wrong, all going, oh, before Alex says yes or no? Like, oh, shit, the audience even knows I fucked that one up. All right, Jacob.
Well, I think it's Avatar, so I'm going with Avatar. But if there's one movie that I think maybe could have beat it, am I allowed to say it since we're done with her anyway?
What are you asking me?
Am I allowed to say what I think might, the only thing that I think could have possibly beat Avatar?
I guess so, if you want to just drag this shit out as much as possible.
All right, well, okay, well, Finding Dory was probably made a lot also. I guess that's probably number two.
What are you settling on?
Oh, Avatar.
Okay.
We were supposed to guess bad ones, so Gabe would get a point.
Coming in at number four, let's start there this time, because I think it'll be fun. Alien!
Son of a bitch.
Number three, Finding Dory. Yep, you heard me.
Just wait for Cabin in the Woods at number two, you fucking idiots.
Number two, of course, is Ghostbusters. And number one, Sigourney Weaver, Avatar. 3 points for Jacob.
I had something and then it just got taken away from me. I just had a little bit of hope to cling on to.
That's why I was so happy for you that you got that round of applause just for saying Alien.
Yeah, I need something. I need some kind of return.
This guy really knows how to get what he can out of the experience. You know what I mean? It's like a kid in Little League who goes up to the bat and everybody applauds when he walks up there and then he strikes
out. I also don't know anything about baseball, so.
No, I was two words away from done with that sentence when you stepped on
it. Sorry.
Coming in at number... Oh, wait. Jacob has 3 points and Dale has one and Gabe is here. Here's what I thought was interesting about that one, Jacob, is Aliens is all the way down number 7 for Sigourney Weaver, and Alien Resurrection is number 12.
I would have thought Aliens made more than Alien.
Nope.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Their alien
I liked
budget.
It more.
It's more of an alien budget when you have multiple aliens. It costs more money.
Wait, what's happening? Shh. There's no reason to... How did you know? All right, here we go. The next round. Dale starts us off, and then Jacob, and then Gabe.
David Arquette. Last Man Stanton calling an audible.
What? The name is one, a great one that we just lost and that someone in the audience just mysteriously said out loud for no particular reason. Bill Paxton.
Okay.
I mean, I think I know why that person said it out loud, but don't know why.
Go with Aliens.
Okay.
On me?
Yeah, Jacob.
I'm going to go with Avatar.
Oh. It's an interesting choice.
I'm also going with Avatar.
What do you think, Gabe?
Who's that guy? I saw a picture of him when he...
He was the guy that was in one of those two movies that was just mentioned.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the other one.
Okay.
He's only in one of those.
Didn't see Avatar, so...
Yeah,
I know. I'm the worst.
You miss not seeing that he's not in Avatar.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Sorry, JD.
It's okay. Anything can happen. We still have one more game to play. What are you guys chatting about over there?
He was asking about Bill Paxton and which alien.
Oh, okay. Just ask out loud and talk to me instead of just... having a weird conversation that's very distracting to me. So what the fuck did you guys say? What are your answers?
Aliens.
Avatar.
He's not in Avatar, dude.
Bill Paxton wasn't in Avatar?
No. He's not in Avatar. And Gabe, you still want to go with Avatar?
Yes. Doubling down.
All right. Coming in number one, Titanic. Yeah. Number two, Twister. Number four, Alien. And number three, Apollo 13.
That sucks he wasn't an Avatar. He was like, he was still alive and everything.
James Cameron, one movie didn't put him in. Fucking Avatar.
Maybe they had a spat or something.
Maybe he had an allergic reaction to blue paint.
Yeah. I had an allergic reaction to Avatar.
That's a long saga.
Wait, so nobody got anything on that one?
No, nobody did.
Yeah, so that means the winner of that game is our friend Jacob Siroff. Good job, dude. Now we're going to play... Let's see if we got... Yeah, we got the perfect amount of time for this. We're going to play Last Man Stanton. And I am going to let you guys go to the name tag you chose. That person is your lifeline. So you can go to them once during this.
Can I get twice? Can I get two?
You know what? Gabe can go to his 3 times.
Yes, got it.
Dale can go to his twice, and Jacob gets one.
I don't need one.
Whoa, Why are you doing that to Joe Black?
Oh, I'll get him involved if he wants to. But
He wants to play.
I kind of take pride in not, you know, trying to win without.
All right. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. Gabe gets four. Dale gets three, and you get zero. Okay. And yeah, I still have faith in you.
I just want whoever wins. I want one of the bottles of hot sauce. I'm taking one of those.
You want to just pick one right now?
Is that cool?
I mean, yeah. I can just get you other
ones. Yeah, I don't. If we give it away, then it's taking it back. But just
those idiots give me that shit for free.
Take one right now.
Okay.
Just pick out whichever one you like.
Which is the hottest one?
I like the special reserve.
Which is that? This?
It'll say Crimson Special Reserve. It's really hot. All right.
Same.
It's your choice. Oh, yeah. You're looking pretty good. You know, Crimson Special Reserve, but.
Black people love hot sauce. What's up, Joe? What's up, Joe? I see you.
What's up, Jake? What's up?
Where is Panda Whispers? Hey, how you doing? I'm good. Where'd you come in from?
Here.
What did you say to me in your tweet that made me go, oh, I gotta pick Panda Whispers? Maybe it was just the name Panda Whispers. But you just said you have a good name for Last Man Stanton?
Yeah.
All right. And what do you do?
I'm a dance teacher.
A dance teacher? Yep. That's all I got. That's all the follow-up I have on that one. A dance teacher?
You're sitting next to my name tag, so if you wanted to sway this towards one person, you already... All right, it's fine. She just gave me a no.
What do you got for us for the name that we should play tonight?
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Okay.
All right. I still have a lot of faith in Jacob on this one.
He's a big star, though. And, you know, obviously Gabe's not in it. But, you never know. They'll
well, Gabe, JD, how you feeling, JD, on George Clooney?
Pretty good.
Oh, you're over there.
Yeah.
And who's your person that you're playing with, Dale?
Dale, who's your name tag?
Dale.
Joe. Other Joe.
Other Joe.
Joe. That's good. He went first, so we established his
confusing
Joe Wick.
He's playing for Joe White.
Joe Wick the second.
All right, so Jacob won that game, but we're going to switch the old order around. So it's going to go Jacob, Dale, me. I play along on this one, Gabe, so don't jump the gun. I know you're going to be anxious to say a new George Clooney movie. Every time it gets to you. But you can go to JD four times. And how many did I give you, Dale?
One.
Three.
You idiot! I just gave you the chance to say that I said more, and you gave yourself less.
Have I not established this entire game? I'm trying to do the honorable thing. I haven't? Okay, then it was pointless. Three. Sorry.
Wait, how confident does your Joe feel? Oh, wow. Joe's got multiple personalities and voices.
And guns, so be careful.
But you know what they don't have over there? Any girls, just a bunch of dudes. Very macho, a lot of deep Vs.
Dudes who are angry about trivia. It's a group we formed here in Houston because not enough people are angry about trivia.
How much HGH do you guys have on you right now? I just want to know. I'm looking to buy some.
And will it help me in this competition?
How H-I-G-H can I get? All right, so...
That was good, Doug.
I thought it was pretty good.
Really good. I don't think anybody... You should say... Did you guys get that? That was really... That's not what I was doing.
It was some highbrow humor, right? Hi? I said hi again. You got it, buddy.
Don't touch me.
Sorry.
All right, so that's not a bad idea. Let's all go Ghost Protocol.
For the listeners at home, Doug and I are wearing our hoods, and I kind of look like I'm cosplaying as Rhea Butcher.
That's not for anyone listening, what he just said.
That's for the audience here.
No one got that.
I'm going to hide back.
All right, here we go. The name... Put on your Clooney caps. It's George Clooney starting with Jacob. What I say we were going to go to next? Dale. Okay, Jacob.
I'll start with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
The American.
Excellent choice.
No one cared. It's fine. I'm all alone up here. You've all shifted your trust to him.
I'm going to say Michael Clayton.
I'm going to say Ocean's 11.
Jacob?
I'll go with Ocean's 12.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. That's
wait,
all I have.
Wait for it, Dale.
Ocean's 13. Yeah.
I should have recused myself from this because I just played George Clooney recently, but I think it's kind of fun to see if how I can do like, playing it again so soon. And I won't fuck it up this time because it's Money Monster. I said Mad Money last time.
Oh, I forget which Batman he's in. So JD, I'm calling you.
You can't give him clues like that and then call to him.
Do what?
Burn After Reading.
He says Burn After Reading. Do you think that's one?
Sure.
Who else is in it?
It's a great fucking movie. Such an underrated movie. I think
there's a dog in it. I hope.
I think it's got a great last scene. Not much else is breaking.
I think it's so funny.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Well, that guy kind of fucked it up. He didn't help you much because you left an answer on the table. I'll go with Batman and Robin.
Yeah. See how you and JD are a shitty team?
Because you let him give that to me instead of just giving him the assist.
Dale?
Syriana?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, look at Dale go!
I didn't understand it.
Don't clap.
I'm a little worried about Dale, actually.
Yeah. I just watched it. I didn't get it.
So. I thought it'd be much sooner when I said to Dale, good night and good luck.
Isn't it your turn?
It sure was.
Oh. This is like a nightmare.
You get to go to JD
yeah,
three
JD,
more times.
Let's do it. Let's do it, JD.
Gravity.
Gravity, of course.
Oh, I did see that one. That's my answer.
Gravity, yay. Jacob.
Hail Caesar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Wow, somebody fucking came to play all of a sudden.
This isn't even beer, it's water.
Huh? I thought that at least two of you would just sit up here like men who stare at goats.
You really played this recently.
JD, what do you got?
Out of sight.
JD says, out of sight! Is out of sight?
Sure.
A George Clooney movie? Who was in that with him?
Sigourney Weaver.
Who was he in the trunk with?
Dale Cheeseman. I'm just pulling at straws here. It's grasping at straws.
It's J-Lo's in that with him, and yes, out of sight, correct. Good job, JD. You know, why don't you guys switch seats?
I can't believe you really gave him four.
I know, he's killing it with four, isn't
tainted.
He?
Tainted, it's tainted. I'm going to go with the Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm. Nicole Kidman, right?
And no cheers.
They already cheered earlier tonight when I said Peacemaker when I pulled that pipe out. I can only cheer for Peacemaker once a night. Houston rules. What are you doing over there, Dale?
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh!
Come on, Dale.
long is it going to take me to think of one? I know I can come up with one any day now.
I'm guessing that was the title of the movie.
JD, what do you got?
Didn't you do four already?
Huh?
What did you do, three or four?
This is his fourth one, I think.
Unbelievable.
The Descendants.
The Descendants.
He can't. He can't win.
The Descendants is correct. But now you have no more...
What if I just knew all the George Clooney movies and I'm just fucking with you?
No more lifelines.
I'll get to
He says he's got more, but it's you got to hold...
I don't. I'm just saying, what if?
No, he says he's got more. Please don't share them with us. You guys are done, JD. You had your run.
You'll never work in this town again.
I'm gonna read your hilarious shithead at the end. Everybody's gonna laugh, right? Probably. I like your confidence. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
What do you got, Jacob?
Up in the Air.
Yes! That's one of my favorites. I like that one.
It's getting tough, though.
It sure is.
Joe, you got one?
Three Kings.
Nice! That's what happens. You miss some real obvious ones. Like, I don't want to, like, keep you guys here all night watching us do this, because I consider that to be intolerable cruelty.
Was he in Father of the Bride?
No, Gabe, but thank you for playing. You are great. Hang around for the plugs part. Jacob, what do you got?
The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes, of course. Wow, that's another good one. Over to you, Dale.
Just Monuments Men.
Whoa. How many lifelines do you have left, Dale?
Two left, but no, we're fine.
I think you're gonna win this thing.
I think you will too, with two lifelines, especially.
I feel pretty good about your chances.
I think I still got a pretty good chance.
You're out, silly. I gotta go back to the director's chair and say Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
You got some, Joe? Yeah.
What? You don't have any lifelines.
Oh, you're not going to let me use him? Oh, I wanted to get Joe involved. Okay.
You set it up. You said, I'm not going to need him.
I actually didn't think that you were really going to give them four and three. I thought that was a bit.
Yeah, you went with zero after I gave
you I do like to try to do it without using the lifeline, but four and three was excessive.
You flew too close to the sun.
It's okay.
I think it's interesting because it's, you know, apparently really leveled the playing field. I mean, I'm still playing and I didn't get any, but I did just play him recently. You're right about that.
Give him one.
What was that one where George Clooney was all like, don't guess.
Oh, I got one. Tomorrowland.
Yes! That's the one I was just doing the impression from. In Tomorrowland, he was all like, but I think the lifelines dry up, Jacob. I think that's what's going to happen here. Dale, you want to go to your lifeline again?
Yeah, Joe, what do you got?
The Ides of March. Very good.
We got this.
Very good.
Joe Wick 2, we're in this. Totally on your team.
Holy crap. I'm going to have to go super deep and say Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
It's a tough one. That's tough. We really used a lot of them.
We really did. I think we really cleaned the Clooney table.
Gabe's still here for some reason.
That's kind of at the end of it. I'm sure we're leaving out obvious shit, though.
It's a good match, man.
Well, I clearly would have won.
That's and one normal, way to rewrite it without
rules.
Having actually
well, normal rules,
done
I
it.
Would have won. So I feel good about that. but
there's no way to, like, cut him off with an answer.
Dale came up with a bunch of them on his own, even.
He did. No, Dale did really good. But he was, but he needed two from him, so I would have... That would have.
I still have one in the pocket.
I don't, you went to him. God damn it. And you probably got some, huh, Joe?
I got a couple.
You got a couple.
He's got a couple. Holy shit. How can there be a couple or more? There must be some really interesting...
How are you feeling? Are you...
Was he in a fucking Muppet movie?
I mean, that's a good.
That's. Was he? I did have a. Did he? Was a young man with one line in JFK?
Do you need a hint?
No, I'm not asking you. I'm joking around, waiting for him to fucking answer or give up.
One of the two is.
He can ask me something.
Dale's gonna ask you again. I bet.
Well, Dale won't need to if
just
I can.
Just drop out. I need.
Did you give up, Jacob?
I don't want to. I don't like doing that. No, I'm gonna guess something.
You're gonna guess something you think he might be in?
Yeah, why not?
Because you know if George Clooney's in it or not.
Well, like you know, there's.
Think of a movie. Is George Clooney in it? Yes or no?
Not
like
always.
There's not any like. Was George Clooney in that one movie?
Well, you know, voiceover and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's why we already got Fantastic Mr. Fox and South Park. Those are his voice roles. I don't know if he's done any others. Don't say if you know.
Was he in... Fuck, I hate doing this.
Yeah, because you're not going to come up with one. I'll bet you $10.
Let's... Ah, fuck.
The only reason I'm still letting you think is because I just got another drink.
Okay, no. I got it. I hate
it. Do we have that kind of time? Can I get another Whiskey Coke?
What should I relapse on?
Yeah, it's really tough. Was he in Babel?
What?
No.
Was he in what?
Babel? Babel?
What?
Babel?
Babel?
Yeah.
No, he's not in Babel. Dale Cheeseman's our winner!
Sort of. Hold on.
Sort of.
Also, Leatherheads.
Yes! Fucking Leatherheads. That's a good one.
Just don't want anyone to think I didn't earn it.
You can't really say I would have been the winner when you never thought of Leatherheads.
But he did two lifelines, so I feel good. I feel.
But he thought of Leatherheads.
Yeah, I know.
That's impressive. What else did you have over there, Joe?
One fine day.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucked up. I said any day now. It's one fine day. I fucked it up. So the listeners are now able to not notify the corrections department. We cleared that one up right now. Any day now. God damn it. I even thought that didn't seem right and nobody applauded, but everyone let me get away with it. Which is always fun. But one fine day. And then anything else?
The good German.
The good German.
Perfect.
The good fucking German.
Perfect Storm.
Perfect Storm.
Harry Potter.
There's always a huge one like that that we miss. Perfect fucking Storm.
It's
Return of the Killer Tomatoes. So I can let you know twice not to notify the corrections department. Congratulations to Joe, the one that Dale was playing for. Come on up and get your prizes.
Thank you.
Well, here, what do you want me to sign?
I'll sign all of them.
Even scarier up close. There's a gun on your tie.
Are you going to have him sign Billy Wayne Davis's record?
I'm going to have you all sign.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, man.
Baba Yaga.
Yeah, I'll sign that. I got a black Sharpie. It's a dark album. It's perfect. Oh, shit. Stuff's flying out of it. What'd you put in there?
There's a download code, I think.
Oh, really? Ooh, you get a bonus. You can watch Billy Wayne Davis's live performance at Third Man Records if you follow this password. Are you having a side conversation again?
I'm just trying to give him his name tag back, and he's asking if, like, I wanted to keep it for my memories.
Do you want to put this scary picture of me anywhere in your home?
No, but...
Here, I'll take it. Give it to me. I'll take it. Let me have it. That's mine now.
You're going to hang that up across my room.
All right, there you go, Joe. Pass that back to Joe. Congratulations.
Can I get the malt
sign? You can get them to sign after the show. I just did it because I don't want to have to look for you.
I don't want to be killed by him, so I'll definitely be doing that after the show.
Thanks. Congratulations. Let's hear it for Joe, everybody. Wait, he's trying to take Jacob's hot sauce. All right, thanks, Joe. Yeah, you have a great future in leaving the stage when you...
I hate that loss. I just have to say, I'm going to have nightmares.
Oh, I bet
that.
You feel pretty bad about losing, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I hate that loss.
How bad does it feel? Does it feel bad? Do you feel bad about losing?
Very bad.
You must feel bad.
What if we don't let Dale do any plugs and we let you do four?
I don't want to do any plugs.
Dale, where can we see you? What's coming up for you, buddy?
I'm headlining Sure Thing in Austin June 10th. So come out to that.
Road trip. Jacob, what can we tell the people to do?
I'll be doing some stand-up at some clubs around America, so come check that out. And then, watch Comedy Knockout on True TV, a show that I wrote on. That's the new season just started airing, and I thought it came out pretty good. So, even though it's got 1.7 stars on IMDb, it's a solid show. It's very misunderstood.
Why bring that up? Why don't you? Because
they're gonna. These are like, this is an IMDb crowd. They're gonna go look. Yeah. So I had to make a joke about. It's a preemptive joke.
If you want to,
out of 10.
If you want to argue with Jacob about movies, it's Jacob SIROF on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
I expect some sympathy tweets for this loss.
And Gabe Bravo, where can we see you, dude?
I have a weekly show at Avant Garden called God Damn It. Dale does it a lot because he's really funny. Someone is a drunk and has been there before. Also, I have a weekly show at the Secret Group called $2 Bill. You have free chips and salsa from El Real. Delicious. I got a couple dates with Billy Wayne Davis coming up. Just check his calendar. This next month will be in San Antonio and Baton Rouge, and then we have more stuff coming in the future. I think I'll be doing some dates with Joe DeRosa and Kurt Braunohler, but I'm not sure if those are announced yet. But just check my website, dgbravo.com, and follow me on Twitter, and go fuck yourself. Fuck you guys.
Thank you once again to all of my guests, Gabe Bravo, Jacob Siroff, and Dale Cheeseman. Thank you to the Houston Improv. Thank you to all of you who came out. Thank you to Houston in general for being... Shut up over there, Jesus. As always... Should I read yours first or second, Joe Black?
Second.
I agree with you, I think. As always, cats are a shithead, or cats the Broadway show is a shithead. not sure which way to word it. And then Joe Black, you really want me to say this?
Say it.
All right. Anyone who hasn't seen Get Out is a shit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. I suppose his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.